Farage, the Brexit war is over. By Victoria Friedman on December 12, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has said that the Brexit war is over and the UK is much closer to leaving the EU after the Conservatives won the general election. Speaking in the early hours of Friday morning to Sky News Australia's exit polls predicted a massive majority for the Conservative Party, Mr. Farage said, "It's done. The war is over. It's finished. We're leaving." After the 2016 referendum, 2017 general election, 2019 European Parliament elections, and now the December general election, all pointing towards a leave destination for the UK, Mr. Farage declared the Brexit question closed. However, he said, getting Brexit doesn't end all political arguments. But what it does do, if done properly, take us back to being an independent, democratic, self-governing nation, something we should never have given up way back in the 1970s. I fought against this, the EU, for 25 years. Much of it on my own, so at least tonight I feel a lot closer. When Sky News host Laura Jays asked Mr. Farage what the name Jeremy Corbyn, after his Labour Party received a crushing defeat in the polls, means to him, the Brexit Party leader said, "Sympathiser with the IRA. With various terrorist organisations linked to the Palestinian cause. It means not singing the national anthem even in the Queen's presence. It means hard-left unadulterated Marxist socialism. He's like a 70-year-old student. He's just never grown up from that 1960s phase. I'm delighted that despite the temptations of some young people to think socialism is attractive, because they've never lived under it, that tonight has dealt a death blow to socialism in our country for some decades to come, and I'm pleased," he added. While at time of reporting, the Brexit Party had not won any seats, Mr. Farage said that his candidate's efforts to pull votes from Labour had helped the Tories in Labour leave areas, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson's party had a profound breakthrough. He said, "I knew there were lots of Labour voters, former mining communities, who would not vote Conservative if you paid them. But they will vote for me. I knew I could rip chunks out of Labour. By taking lots of votes, Conservatives are winning seats with no increased vote share. I've done them a huge favour on all levels."